Season 8, Episode 20 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Celebrating 40 years in honor of the anniversary on the 4th of every month, Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. Remember, they have $6 drinks all day, every day, thanks to Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. This episode being cut early Friday afternoon in advance of being the intent to be posted new weekday on Monday, August 28th. All right, we have cut you a new episode for every weekday the entire month of August, and that will actually continue into September since we are coming up on the end of this month. Again, for any individual questions, right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. I would like to mention at this point, when I respond to your email, I'm responding to your email, and that's kind of the end of it for that email. You are welcome to send me new emails, but I don't have time to start a back and forth with you. I hope you respect that. I will always respond to your email, but if you get it and immediately respond, you're not going to get an immediate response back. That's the question. That's the answer. And then fire off another email, you know, another day, based on what you need, based on what you hear in the podcast. I'd love to limit it to one per week. I think that's the right way to go. That sort of puts a start and end to the email, as it were. I had an email recently that asked me 6 questions. Put it all in one email. I answered all 6 questions. I'll do it. Right.todd@yahoo.com. We're probably coming up, I know we're coming up on one of my fantasy drafts in the foundation. So this week, I'll have some tangible info as it relates to what's going on in one of my leagues. Who went where? What were the trends? What stood out? We'll have some of that. And my leagues are setting up as all 10-team leagues, which I really like. 10-team leagues have players on waivers, especially if you don't flex a running back, and even with wide receiver / tight end flex, making tight ends non-mandatory, as I have done the entire run of this podcast and the entire now 9-year run of the Foundation League. It works. It works. So, fantasy football calculator. I put in 10-team league, no PPR, and saw what the recent mock draft data spit out, and we'll use it as a talking point for this particular episode to start this week. And I'm looking at it. I didn't know I could do this. Another nice service they offer. All this is free on fantasyfootballcalculator.com. It's a draft board. So I'm going to look at it as a draft board. First round. Jefferson 1, then 3 running backs in a row. So some changes in the mock draft process based on the last time we looked at this. McCaffrey's gone from 1 to 2. Jefferson goes to 1, but then McCaffrey's immediately backed up by 2 running backs, Chubb and Eckler, before Kelce at 5, and then another running back, Bijan Robinson, at 6. So it's like, wow. They're the running backs sort of pushing back here at the last minute before we get to your draft. Like, yeah, you know, in the end, I want to have the best running back I can get. And if I have an early pick in the first round, I'm going to, while Jefferson goes over McCaffrey, which we've talked about for weeks, I'm going to take Chubb over Chase. I'm going to take Eckler over Hill. I'm going to take, but there's Kelce. I'm going to take Robinson over Chase, Hill, or Cup. Chase goes 7. I know one projection by Matthew Berry that I saw on Roto World via NBC Sports had Chase scoring more touchdowns this year than any other wide receiver. There he is at the 7th pick, the 2nd wide receiver off the board, the 3rd pass catcher off the board behind Kelce. I would imagine Kelce's value is buoyed up to 5 in those outdated mandatory tight end leagues because there's such a drop-off from Kelce to the next tight end, and then another drop-off, and then another drop-off. But, I mean, Kelce to, say, tight end 10 in a 10-team league, it's an enormous drop-off. But those are outdated leagues. Would I take Kelce as the 2nd best pass catcher? No, I wouldn't. Where was he last year in my scoring? Hang on, just grabbing the book. Kelce last year. Come on. Oh, I guess it's the other way around. There we go. Pass catcher scoring. Jefferson was 1 at 240 and change. Adams was 2 at 235 and change. Tyreek, 3rd at 228 and change. A.J. Brown, 215 and change. Diggs was next, then Kelce. So he was 6 among pass catchers. To me, that's just about, I took him last year in what I call the transfer spot. Others have different names for it, where you can take back-to-back players. And that's where I took Tyreek and Kelce back-to-back last year, and it served me extremely well in terms of championship contention. I played in my league championship because I took them back-to-back, and that was in a 12-team league. So I took them 12 and 13. According to fantasyfootballcalculator.com, Jefferson, McCaffrey, Chubb, Eckler, Kelce, Robinson, then 3 wide receivers in a row, Chase, Hill, Cup, and then Barkley goes as the 5th running back to end round 1, followed by King Henry, then Diggs. Is Diggs the new Mike Evans? I heard him called, you know, Matthew Berry's got some good people he talks to on the, let's just call it the Peacock Fantasy Football Show, NBC Sports Show. And someone called Stephon Diggs basically a boring RB1. You know, I've said for years, Mike Evans is about as boring as an RB1 as you're going to find. So what? Because the points are there. A.J. Brown after Diggs. I'd love to own either Brown or Diggs this year. I've not owned Diggs ever. I owned A.J. Brown 2 years ago. I acquired him in trade when he was hurt. And then I had one shot to play him in that Thursday night game late, and I didn't because I had so many people going in that game, and he was a monster in that game. Remember, he caught half of Jalen Hurts' touchdowns last year. Even if you say, well, that number has to go down. First of all, why? Second, Jalen Hurts is going to throw more than 22 touchdowns this year. He is. So if he throws more, chances are AJ catches more. It might not be 50%. If Jalen Hurts throws 28 touchdowns, AJ Brown, probably, I think that number is going to go up. Matthew Berry didn't have AJ Brown in his top 10 in touchdown projections. He'd be in mine. And when you get that much, you know, there's so much on target share, right? And I don't talk about target share. I want touches. I want volume. So here's the key number. A.J. Brown last year caught 50% of the touchdowns thrown by Jalen Hurts or whomever was quarterback. So I guess A.J. Brown in those weeks Hurts sat out. A.J. Brown may have caught a touchdown pass, but still, Hurts threw 22, Brown caught 11. Get the point? Tony Pollard, 4th pick of round 2, according to this mock draft data from fantasyfootballcalculator.com, followed by CeeDee Lamb, then Jonathan Taylor, who might be with the Dolphins by the time we draft. Then Mahomes, that's not going to surprise me at all. Quarterbacks going in the second round. I think 1 to 3 quarterbacks are going to go in most of your second rounds. Then Devontae Adams. There's just this fear factor about, can Garoppolo get Devontae Adams the ball down the field enough the way Carr did? I understand it. I think in the end, Devontae Adams is going to put up wide receiver one numbers. They may not be, he may not finish second in scoring among pass catchers the way he did last year in my league, but worthwhile. There is Amon-Ra St. Brown. I have a feeling Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to go over Devontae Adams in most of your leagues. He goes one spot behind him here, and then Garrett Wilson ends it. Now, when we looked at some of this data a couple of weeks ago, I pointed out in a 12-team league, 12 of the first 24 picks were wide receivers. So this is a 10-team league, and 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Half, just like that, half, and it's the same 10. Same 10, almost in the same order. Jefferson, Chase, Hill, Cup, Diggs, Brown, Lamb, Adams, St. Brown, Wilson, and then you factor in Kelsey as a pass catcher. Third round, Josh Jacobs. I think you got to know something by the time. I mean, he's going to play. He is. He's going to play. Even if he's not much of a factor. He's gonna, it's just my opinion. I don't know anything hard and fast here. He's gonna show up. He's gonna want to get his game checked. And Josh McDaniels is going to tell Jimmy Garoppolo, hand him the ball. He's gonna call his number. This has him first pick of the third round. Might be a hell of a choice for you as your RB1 in the third round. So this mock draft, for example, has Justin Jefferson and Garrett Wilson going to the team selecting one, and then they'd get Jacobs as their RB1 in the third round. I'd take that. I wouldn't like the Garrett Wilson pick at the back end of the second round. I'd probably take Josh Allen as my quarterback and then go Josh Jacobs. Then I've got Justin Jefferson. Actually, how about this? This would be me. So based on this mock draft data, if I took Jefferson number one, which he's going number one in this mock draft data, then it wraps all the way around to me, and I can take Josh Allen at the end of the second round. By the way, in this mock draft data, he goes third in the third round. So I'm just telling you, if I was that guy, and I've already got Justin Jefferson, I take Josh Allen to end the second round, and then I take Josh Jacobs to start the third round. Here is what I have just done. Ready? I have the number one scoring wide receiver from last year. I have the number one scoring running back from last year. And I have the number one producing overall player as my quarterback the last 3 years in Josh Allen. So maybe picking first ain't so bad in a 10-team league if it goes like this. Sign me up. Jalen Waddle 2, Josh Allen 3, based on the mock draft data. Alave 4, Jalen Hurts, 5th pick, 3rd round. I think he'll go earlier. Ramondre, 6th pick, 3rd round. I think the Ezekiel Elliott goal line factor is going to knock Ramondre down a little bit. Najee Harris, 7th pick, 3rd round. T. Higgins, 8th pick, 3rd round. Joe Mixon. So back-to-back Bengals there. And then 10th pick, 3rd round, ETN. 4th round, Debo. We are not in 2021 anymore. Or drafting 2022 before McCaffrey got there. Then Cooper, then Devontae Smith, Mark Andrews. Second tight end off the board at pick 4 of the 4th round. DK Metcalf. Metcalf, I believe, was 10th in Matthew Berry's touchdown projections this year. Breece Hall. As the sixth pick of the 4th round. Seems high with Dalvin Cook there. Calvin Ridley continuing to impress in Jaguars camp. Then Kenneth Walker, not a high conversion percentage on those goal line touches. J.K. Dobbins, good luck with Ravens running backs. They don't consistently do it. Man, Gibbs, end of the fourth round. So you're telling me, in my world, I could have Jefferson as my wide receiver one, Josh Allen as my second round pick as QB one, Josh Jacobs as my third round pick, RB one, and Gibbs as my RB two? Again, sign me up. And then I could take a wide receiver if I wanted next. Which wide receiver would I take in that situation? It just shows you how many are gone. Fifth round, first pick, fifth round. Here's what's available to me in order of them going off the board. DJ Moore, I don't want that. Keenan Allen, I'm lukewarm, but he would be my wide receiver two next to Jefferson, and he has Justin Herbert throwing to him with Kellen Moore calling plays. McLaurin has a toe issue. It worries me. There's Christian Watson. It feels earlier, but I might go Christian Watson. In this spot in the mock draft data, they have Aaron Jones going first pick, fifth round as a Packer. But if I already got Jacobs and Gibbs, I don't have a weekly spot to play Jones. Although Jones is going to give you those big games a few times a year. Joe Burrow, second pick, fifth round. Then Cam Akers. Then DJ Moore, then Damian Pierce. TJ Hockenson, third tight end off the board. I think he's dealing with something, like a toe injury or something, to start the year. That's concerning. Then Keenan Allen, then Alexander Mattison, then Lamar Jackson as the fifth quarterback, then McLaurin. Sixth round goes Christian Watson, David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Jerry Jeudy, hamstring injury. Jerry Jeudy shouldn't be going this high in your fantasy draft in the sixth round because of that hamstring injury. Darren Waller as the fourth tight end, then Isaiah Pacheco, then Justin Fields, then Justin Herbert. So back-to-back Justins at the quarterback position, then Kittle, and then Tyler Lockett, which, yeah, you could sign me up for that too since that's the last pick of the sixth round. Seventh round starts with Kyle Pitts. Good luck with that. Then Mike Williams, DeAndre Hopkins, no. James Conner, bad team. Will score, though. DeAndre Swift, there's the first Eagle running back off the board. Then Drake London, can Ritter get him the ball? Javonte Williams, Denver, I told you I'm not touching any Broncos in the draft. Dallas Goedert, Brandon Ayuk, yeah, I'm interested. That's what, round seven? Ninth pick, then Alvin Kamara misses the first few games. Starting round eight, just to show you, this is our first Buccaneer. I think every other team has had a player picked in this draft before. Mike Evans is selected as the first pick in the eighth round. So of the first 70 fantasy players, there are no Buccaneers. In the first 70 players selected in this mock draft. And then Mike Evans. Then Trevor Lawrence, Brian Robinson Jr., Dalvin Cook, Christian Kirk, George Pickens. This is a pretty good round. Then Rashad White. We're hearing that Rashad White may actually be splitting some carries to start the season based on some preseason buzz and performance about one of the Buck running backs. So use caution on Rashad White. Sorry about my phone. Jahan Dotson, James Cook, Jameson Williams. That's a round with all or nothing. That eighth round is interesting. Evans just shows you he's not a wide receiver one anymore. And it's not his fault. Trevor Lawrence, who was QB5 last year, Brian Robinson's going to get a ton of work running the ball. Early downs for Washington. Dalvin Cook, he's there to play. Christian Kirk is good. Pickens, a lot of buzz on him in the Steelers offense. All right, ninth round starts with Chris Godwin. There's your second Buccaneer. Michael Pittman, actually, because Taylor was earlier. Okay. Michael Pittman, Charbonnet, the rookie from Seattle. Then Deshaun Watson. I don't want to root for him. Pat Freiermuth. A.J. Dillon, if you're willing to wait until late October, early November for him to, you know, start scoring you fantasy points. That's his MO. Evan Engram. Tyler Algier. I don't think he has standalone value in fantasy drafts. Marquise Brown. Gabe Davis. 10th round, Khalil Herbert. If the Bears don't trade for Jonathan Taylor, it stands to reason Khalil Herbert is going to have some value. Then Diontae Johnson. You know, when I talked about Diontae Johnson making plays with the Steelers, that was 2 years ago. Last year, I guess he touched the ball 85 times and he didn't score. Dak Prescott, then, next quarterback off the board. Njigba, he's dealing with a wrist injury, might not be ready to go start the season. Rashad Penny. Then Jamal Williams. I think Jamal Williams is going to be fantasy worthy. I get he's not going to score 17 touchdowns the way he did last year in Detroit. You know, Detroit's got to fill those touchdowns with other people, with Amon-Ra, with Hockenson, with Gibbs. But Williams clearly showed a nose for the end zone, and he's going to get a lot of early opportunities with that Kamara suspension and, you know, breaking Carr in to that Saints offense to show he should get the ball near the goal line. I think that's pretty good value on Jamal Williams in the 10th round. Then Rashad Bateman, then Kirk Cousins, then Tua, and then Cortland Sutton. So there's your first 10 rounds. I will stop there. I'll answer any of your questions at right.todd@yahoo.com. That's fantasy football calculator, mock draft data from nearly 1,500 mock drafts in the previous 48 hours to the taping of this podcast early afternoon Friday, August 25th. Right.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks to Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Hooters is your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stack sandwiches, salads, and more. Thanks to Hooters for what they do for us. We look forward to seeing the world-famous Hooters girls and being in one of the 12 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area for our Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast drafts coming up very soon. Thanks for listening, Season 8, Episode 20 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast.